Well, good morning, everybody. We're so excited to be celebrating Palm Sunday today. And today, as Brad has already introduced that idea, we are talking about when our expectations do not line up with reality, and maybe we're mistaken in our expectations. I think about that a lot in my life, and there's one memory that comes to mind that reminds me of this. Emma and I, several years ago, we went to New York City, and does anybody remember the show 24? 24 was on when we were in college, and when Emma and I were dating, we watched the show. Well, Kiefer Sutherland, who played Jack Bauer on 24, he was a guest on the David Letterman show, and Emma and I happened to be there for the taping. Now, we were super excited about this because we loved the show, loved him, but we knew that going into it, he had just gotten out of jail. He had gone to jail for a DUI, and had served his time and paid his price and everything. And we figured, this would be interesting to see what he's up to now that he's back in the real world. But the first question out of David Letterman's mouth was, so you just got out of prison. And I was like, oh my goodness, where's this going? And he looks at him, he goes, yep. And then Letterman asks, how was that? And Jack Bauer, Kiefer Sutherland looked at him and says, when you go on vacation and you see the advertisement for what it's going to be like, and then you get there and it's nothing like what you were expecting? And Letterman kind of nods yes. He says, prison is exactly as advertised. It's exactly what you expect it to be. And I've always thought about that. Sometimes we expect one thing and it may not line up exactly the way that we expect it to be. When I was in Brazil, I was eating in this church fellowship hall, and we had this amazing meal before us. It smelled absolutely amazing, and I am confident to this day that I heard them say that one of the dishes was papaya, and I got really excited, and I filled my plate with what they called papaya, and friends, I'm just going to share with you, it was not what I expected. It was not papaya. It was not good, but because they were my host, and I didn't want to offend them, I sat there eating this thing that tasted like raw toothpaste or something. I mean, it was just bad. I mean, there was nothing good about it. So sometimes we expect one thing and we're extremely disappointed and let down. Other times we expect something and we end up being better than we thought it was going to be. I ran a race a few years ago, and usually at the end of races, they had these little hospitality tents set up, and it's usually like some fruit, maybe a breakfast bar, something along those lines, a bottle of water. Well, this particular race, they had Chick-fil-A biscuits there and a giant tub of pimento cheese. Now, I don't know that they designed that those two would go together, but when the Lord provides, you take the initiative and make out of it what the Lord has given you. And I had a nice slathered in pimento cheese Chick-fil-A biscuit that was just absolutely perfect after running a nice long race. Sometimes we're expecting one thing and we get something different, and it ends up being exactly what we need it to be. And I think that's a lot of what is going on in this story that we encounter on Palm Sunday. As Brad mentioned, what they would have been expecting was the Messiah was coming. The Messiah was here. Maybe this Jesus that they have been following and hearing all about is going to be the one who's going to redeem their people. He's going to be the one to be on the earthly throne and the one that's going to be exalted, and it's going to be incredible. And what they anticipated, what they expected, was that this Savior of theirs coming in to be their king was going to come in like all the other kings they had seen throughout their lifetimes and heard about in history. They expected the mighty war horses. They expected the chariots. They expected trumpet sounds. And here's Jesus there on a, I'm going to offend the donkey again, riding on a lowly donkey. There he is, not exactly how they would have expected. Now, to contrast this, that very same day in Jerusalem, because it was the beginning of the week of Passover, we know from historical records that the Roman governor, who we find out later in the story is named Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor would have entered into Jerusalem that very same day as a way of kind of flexing the muscles of Rome to say, hey, I'm here to make sure there's no revolution. And so he would have entered in from the other side of Jerusalem pretty much at the same time that Jesus is entering in, but he would have been entering in exactly like what they were expecting their king to be like. Chariots, trumpets, loud sounds, mighty force and power. And here's Jesus coming in, not exactly how they expected him to be, lowly and riding on a donkey. Now, this was, of course, to fulfill a prophecy. And in Matthew, in that reading that Matt Mullis did for us just a few moments ago, he explains that. He says this was to fulfill what was proclaimed through the prophet. Both Isaiah and Zechariah had both foretold that there would be the one entering in and that he would enter on a donkey. And so we get that image of what it's going to look like of the Messiah coming in on the lowly donkey. And it also tells us in Zechariah that when he enters, he is coming to maintain peace, to bring peace to the people. But how did they expect the peace to be maintained? The same way they always saw peace maintained, by force, by power, by someone coming in as an earthly ruler. They didn't get exactly what they were expecting. But I would argue they got exactly what they needed. What they got instead was one who came in with peace, to be the Prince of Peace. What they got instead was someone who came in demonstrating love and not just sheer might to rule, but one who came to rule through love and through grace and to bring peace to all those who would come and call on his name. It's amazing as the story unfolds, everybody's just kind of looking around, and maybe you've done this if you've wandered into a church service, or maybe you're like thinking this right now, what is going on? And they have that sense that day, and they're going, who is this? Who is this? And people say, this is Jesus of Nazareth. This is Jesus of Nazareth. And they begin to realize that he might be the Messiah, that he might be the one that they have heard foretold, and he might be the one to come and fulfill what they have been longing for. And they can't quite figure it out because it doesn't quite make sense to them. But they should have known it all along, that God wasn't going to do things exactly how they expected them to be done. God was going to do things in God's way, in a mighty way, and in a powerful way. And what would unfold over the course of that week is Jesus would do the unexpected. Jesus would be the Savior that they had longed for, but he wouldn't do it in the way that they expected. Instead of overcoming and conquering the rulers of that day, he instead chose to overcome death. To overcome death on a cross, to be raised on that next Sunday, in a completely unexpected way that no one anticipated and no one saw coming. Jesus came not as they expected, but he came to do the unexpected, and it ended up being exactly what they needed. I often wonder what people expect out of Jesus. You might have your own little list of what you're looking for in a God and a Savior. Maybe you want a Savior that's going to provide for your every need. Maybe you want a Savior who's going to be mighty and powerful and overcome all the people you want to be overcome. Maybe you have a desire for a God that does things exactly the way that you would want them done and ordered in the world. But God doesn't always come to us that way. God comes to us instead in the form of Jesus, in the power of a Savior who's willing to lay his life down on the cross in an unexpected way so that we might have salvation and that we might have life. And this Palm Sunday, I want to invite us to spend this week of Holy Week and to get ready for Easter, anticipating and trusting in God to do the unexpected, to do beyond what we might imagine on our own, to come with that same sense of wonder as the people in the crowd that day going, who is this? What is going on? Can someone explain what this is all about? To come with that same sense of wonder, that same sense of hope, and that same sense of desire to see God do something incredible. It may not be exactly how you expect it to be, because that's not always the way that God works. But I believe and I trust that it will be exactly what you need. May we encounter the Savior this week. May we encounter his grace. May we encounter not the one who came to rule as an earthly ruler, but the one who came to rule as the King of Kings over heaven and earth, to be exalted to the right hand of the Father, that we might have a Savior in heaven to intercede on our behalf, that we might have everlasting life in the presence of God.